My name is Claudine Ronquillo, and I'm an animator in the Families of Nazareth movement in Northern Colorado. Thank you for joining me as I continue to read reflections based on the Sunday scriptures, prepared by the Families of Nazareth Movement USA. This reflection will be for the first Sunday of Lent, Year B, Sunday, February 18th, 2024. We will begin with a prayer that can be used to open or close your reflection time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Mary, Virgin and Mother, you, who moved by the Holy Spirit, welcomed the Word of Life in the depths of your humble faith. As you gave yourself completely to the Eternal One, help us to say our own yes to the urgent call, as pressing as ever, to proclaim the good news of Jesus. Obtain for us now a new ardor born of the resurrection, that we may bring to all the gospel of life which triumphs over death. Give us a holy courage to seek new paths, that the gift of unfading beauty may reach every man and woman. Mother of the living gospel, wellspring of happiness for God's little ones, pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That prayer was taken from Pope Francis's Evangelii Gaudium, paragraph 288, abridged. It was also used in the Families of Nazareth USA Summer Retreat 2014. This week, I will be reading from the book, The Gift of Faith, by Tadeusz Doctor, pages 139 through 141, and pages 145 through 146. We will begin our spiritual reflection with a verse from the Sunday Gospel. This is from Mark chapter 1, verses 12 through 13. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. And now I will read from the book, The Gift of Faith. The situation of a desert reveals what is deeply hidden in a person. It reveals the layers of human passions and evil that manifest themselves only in difficult situations. Hence, the desert uncovers a person and reveals the truth about him. In the desert, a person sees what his powerlessness, sinfulness, and unrepentant heart is capable of. A person stands face to face there with the terrifying truth of who he really is without the visible power of God. The barrenness of the desert uncovers the wretchedness of a person and reveals his nakedness because his illusions dissipate and there is nowhere to hide. A person can live skin deep as if on the surface of his own self. It is not until the arrival of difficult situations and the experience of the desert, which forces him to make decisions, that the deep layers of good or evil are revealed. The desert not only reveals the truth about yourself, but it also transforms you internally and polarizes your attitudes. The gift of the desert lets you overcome lukewarmness because the desert forces you to make choices. By making choices, you will become aware of what you are capable, and thereby you will come to understand the two most important realities: the reality of the incomprehensible love and infinite mercy of God, as well as the reality of your own sinfulness and helplessness. As long as you are a lukewarm Christian for whom everything goes well and from whom there are no problems, your situation, as seen in the light of faith, is tragic. You manage your life, yourself, and you no longer need God. This is a situation of practical atheism, which you may not even be aware of. God finds the lukewarmness of a person unacceptable. It is something repulsive that he cannot tolerate within you. For that reason, sooner or later, he has to lead you to the desert. The circumstances in the desert polarize one's attitudes and cause one to become either hot or cold and no longer lukewarm. The desert is a place of advantage for Satan, since then a person is weak and easily succumbs to temptation. Satan takes advantage of this situation. The desert can also, in this way, increase the possibility of rebellion. A person is transformed in the desert. He becomes different since a true polarization of attitudes is brought about. He therefore becomes either better or worse. A person can become a criminal, but he can also become a saint. The desert is not a dwelling place. It is only a path, a road on which one comes to know the merciful love of God. Everyone who seeks God must pass along it, since the experience of the desert is closely related to the deepening of our faith in His mercy. Going through the desert in your life, you will always meet Mary. She will be close to you and will look at you with motherly tenderness and concern. The one who is the mediatrix of graces and the mediatrix of mercy will intercede for you with God. She will look at you anxiously to see whether you follow her example and say your fiat, your yes, and whether you see God in the situations that you experience. The chosen people did not have Mary with them. She is with you. That is why you will never walk alone. The one who experienced so many difficult situations will walk before you. She will be your light and will show you the road to her Son. Her presence will shine in the darkness of your desert. There is one reference from the Catechism of the Catholic Church for this week. Paragraph 2847. The Holy Spirit makes us discern between trials, which are necessary for the growth of the inner man, and temptation, which leads to sin and death. We must also discern between being tempted and consenting to temptation. Finally, discernment unmasks the lie of temptation, whose object appears to be good, a, quote, delight to the eyes, end quote, and desirable, when in reality its fruit is death. God does not want to impose the good, but wants free beings. There is a certain usefulness to temptation. No one but God knows what our soul has received from Him, not even we ourselves. But temptation reveals it in order to teach us to know ourselves, and in this way we discover our evil inclinations, and are obliged to give thanks for the goods that temptation has revealed to us. Three questions for reflection. Question 1. What line or lines from the reflection speak to me? How does this line apply to my life? Question 2. How do I understand the desert experiences in my life? Question 3. Our Blessed Mother pondered all things in her heart. What message from this reflection will I ponder this week? And a prayer to say after sharing, thank you, God, for allowing me to see the truth about my weaknesses and how it calls upon the abyss of your merciful love.